Hello, everyone, and welcome to our second installment of the Unisense webinar series. The first one, I think, went really well. We got some unbelievable feedback, and it was great that we sold out, which is even better. So, based on the feedback and the flow of questions that we received from last week's webinar, what I want to do today is I'm going to change up the format a little bit. I think everybody agreed that an hour was a little too long, so we're going to keep it about a half hour. And also, we had an initial schedule of topics that we posted on the website. However, I think this needs to be fluid, and we need to kind of evolve as we see necessary in order to kind of approach and address questions and feedback that we receive, or that issues that sparked from previous webinars. So what I want to do is I'm going to pick a couple topics that we talked about last week. And all I really want to do is go a little deeper. It's great. Again, we have our CEO, Bharat, on the call. How are you doing, Bharat?
Hey, Kevin. Doing well. And it was really great to see the feedback from the last webinar as well. I was amazed at some of the questions that came up, and hopefully we'll get a chance to address them today. So definitely looking forward to the next discussion.
Yeah, I think it's great, Brad. I mean, one thing that's unique about these webinars, and we debated endlessly on should we do it, should we not do it, but it's ironic because we've had the same conversations in every meeting with potential clients, friends, people within the industry, and it's ironic that we get the same questions, same discussions. And so I think this webinar concept and format is really good. I mean, it's good for me as well. It's one of those that really narrows down on open topics that we all know a little bit about, which is sometimes dangerous, but it gives us, an expert like you to really open up the book and share your view, and not only the view, but just general education around the topic. So I think it's good. One of the things that we got a lot of feedback on that we really didn't discuss, which I found ironic, and it's really on me that I didn't put it on the list, but it's this concept called assortment planning. I think what happens in the retail space, people use this assortment planning theory or concept, and we bury it underneath all these other buzzwords that we use. But it's ironic that I received like 6-7 people asking, have we talked about it? How does Unisense and how does AI really address those kind of issues? So I thought, we'll start this off. I'm going to try to use as few buzzwords as I can this one. But, what I'd like to do, Bharat, is on the two topics we're going to talk about, I would like to take it from a 75,000-foot level of kind of a general what is it, what it's all about, how it impacts and how AI impacts it in the retail space. But then also, let's give examples. And so we're going to do what is it, and then how a real world example, so that everybody can kind of bring relevancy to it more so than just a general discussion of topics. So, let's start off. Bharat, I guess let's make it as simple as possible. What is assortment planning, and how does it really fit in the retail and e-commerce space?
Yeah, so assortment planning is crucial. And, while our focus is really online e-tailers, but it is, assortment planning is something that all of retail, really thinks about. And it's the crux of really what products do you have to sell? I mean, that's the core of it. What products do you have? Where are you stocking it? How is that distributed? How is that made available? You always have a limited window to display these products. So what do you keep in store? What do you keep in your window? Even in the online world, while you can search for an infinite number of products, you only have a small screen to look for products. So really, the assortment planning earlier used to be, what am I stocking? And what's the right mix of products? How does this, work with seasonality? How does it work with customer segmentation? I mean, who walks into my retail store? What types of customers walk in? Is it a particular age group? Am I getting 60% of millennials? Am I getting more of the a different age group. So I need to know all that to really know my assortment. And it has become so complex because I'm sourcing products from all over the place. People are exposed to trends on social media. So what do I stock? What do I keep? Where do I keep it? How do I keep it? That's essentially assortment planning.
Interesting. So it's truly is that walking by the window, and I guess to bring it into real world terms, if you go into a mall and you walk and you look to the right, you look into the display window, what's being shown is truly that hook or that incentive for me to walk in. And it really doesn't change when you go online, because when I go to the website, if I go to a site that's only showing socks and I have no interest in socks, most likely I'll abandon and go to a different site. So I can see now. So where does that, I guess, where does it differentiate between merchandising?
Yeah, so in some ways they both tie in together and they need to be tightly integrated. If you look into really what's going on behind assortment planning, we'll just take a moment there so then we understand better what's merchandising. The first thing is, I only bring products that I know there's a demand for. So did I look at all my historical sales data and, all the market trends, seasonality, external factors, I also need to keep track of what's going on with, say, celebrities. What are the new, things that are really hot? And based on all that, I bring the products into my store. When I say into my store, it could be my brick and mortar store or my online store. So I need to have the right quantities, the right mix. That's my assortment, really. And so first is, what do I predict? Now, merchandising is, now that I have all these in store, how do I actually sell it? What do I put on display in my window? And what are the items that are hanging from my racks and what's neatly folded away in the shelves? So that becomes merchandising in a brick and mortar store. In an online store, there's just a lot more degrees of freedom. As a consumer is searching and navigating, let's say, they go through the sweaters category. I'm looking for, let's say, this is a Harry Potter sweater, by the way, Kevin. And if I'm looking for Harry Potter sweaters, and all of a sudden, there's a good chance for you to merchandise many different kinds of sweaters to me, even while I'm looking for this. There could be, I could be a Trekkie, you could be merchandising Star Trek sweaters to me at the same time. You may have analysis done that says people that read Harry Potter also, like different other kinds of things. And there's a chance for you to merchandise just a lot of different things. And I merchandise what I have stored in my shop. So that's where the assortment and merchandising go hand in hand. And when you're demand forecasting and saying that I'll sell 100 of these Harry Potter sweaters, you also are betting on your confidence to merchandise. So you're betting on your advertising campaign that's going to drive the right set of folks in. And their interest based on the trends that are going to happen over the next 3 to 6 months. It's complex. But at the same time, there's a lot of tools, and people have been doing it from time immemorial. So there's great human intuition and there's great machine capabilities today that kind of bring the two together.
Well, that's a great opening. So, like we talked about last week, everything you talked about, I've been doing for 25, 30 years on a spreadsheet. I also know, I know when it rains, what I should put in the window, and I know when it's sunny, what I should put in the window. So, what does AI bring to this, and where are the benefits? And kind of, if you could, on both of these questions, what I want to do is kind of list out, I don't know, 3 to 5 key benefits of AI in the assortment planning kind of the world.
Let's start with the big guys, right? Because it's very visible to us. We live and breathe it. And then let's see what anybody can do. Let's take Amazon as an example. So you can see that they're using AI extensively for assortment planning. So their algorithms, even predict, with very high accuracy what products you're going to want to look at. For example, it's very obvious during Black Friday or Prime, or the Prime Day, which is a new thing that they've introduced. They really, they'll be moving products on discount that could sell thousands of laptops or tens of thousands of electronics, and they have to know in advance and they have to stock it in advance. So the AI has to predict the kind of demand there's going to be, and if it's a new product, it wasn't even there last year. So the AI has to extrapolate. So that's one example, and every small or medium retailer has this problem. Because you sourced a bunch of things last year based on what you thought was hot, but trends have changed. So how do you predict what's going to happen now that all these products are in-house? So that's one great way that AI plays a role. Then let's look at the other side of the world. Let's look at Alibaba. They're also one of the largest e-commerce players. They have recommendation systems. They sift through purchase history and they look at cross-selling opportunities. Again, a lot to do with their assortment. So, for example, electronics sells a lot, on a site like Alibaba. So they already know things like headphones, screen protectors, cases, whether it's for a mobile, etc. They know that these are going to sell. So the moment a customer adds a smartphone to their basket, they're already suggesting all of these other things. And a lot of it is based on the stock they have, as well as their AI's predictive power. Then let's look at somebody like a Walmart. Walmart is one of the best examples of assortment strategy. They are constantly doing things like looking at sentiment analysis, customer reviews, and they kind of look, I think they're really good at identifying underperforming products. And they're also very good at latching on to emerging trends because if they stock something, they have to stock it all across the US. So their cost of stocking is really high. So they have to know for sure that this product is going to move. And you definitely see it when you go into a Walmart store and you find that many of the products have just sold out. You can say that that's a great example of assortment planning because they were able to sell. But it's also a chance for the AI to get even better because they should have had more products if that sold off. So there is, you definitely see the big guys doing it. And these, while they have huge technology teams that can solve this problem for them, for the smaller guys, that's where companies like Unisense come in. Is we bring a lot of these technologies to everybody at large. And I think these are some hard problems, but AI can play a very important role. But it also ties into the human intuition because AI may have picked a product that sold really well last year, but the human that's kind of latched on to social media feels, oh, I don't think that's going to sell this year. I'm not even going to source that product, or vice versa. The person might feel that that product sold a lot in my store last year, but AI that kind of scans the social media trend says, I'm not seeing that happening. So the two are really coming together. I think that's the advantage for a smaller retailer is you really have a chance to blend these two.
That's great because I know the format of this webinar was not going to be a Q&A from outside, but I just got actually a text from a friend of mine who's watching this and asked, so Bharat's talking about the large players. How does a smaller store, either brick and mortar or online, that does not have the data scientists in the back room crunching data, they don't have multiple layers of relationship or relational databases, they still could either be on a spreadsheet or, heaven forbid, a Excel spreadsheet. How can they utilize AI and like a technology like Unisense to actually bring themselves up to that next level of technology that the big boys play on a daily basis?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kevin, because that's the one that I think we've worked with more than 500 retailers in the last few years, and when I say the big guys, I think we're talking to the really, really big guys, like the Walmarts and the Amazons. But even the next level of folks, they themselves don't have everything that the super big guys have. And when you go all the way down to an e-tailer that's on Wix or Shopify as a platform, there's a big gap, a big gamut of things that people need. So take a brick and mortar store, for example. Most of them use point of sale systems. And a lot of these point of sale systems have built-in analytics today. And some of these are connected with their CRM tools that can connect the two together and then start recommending things. Still, there's a long way they can go because the AI is not completely identifying trends and patterns and correlations that can really help them go into assortment planning. They're all in merchandising, but very little is going back into assortment planning. So that's definitely an area where they can use AI to improve their planning because there's a certain cost to them, non-refundable cost of actually stocking the product. So that's an area where take the PO, take your point of sale data, and do future analysis of it and use AI to tell you which of these things are, assign a weightage to a product that's coming in. The second thing is just predictive analytics and forecasting. So the being able to use the predictive analytics to forecast what's going to come down the road is again something that's really interesting because it's not just which product, but what's the quantity of the product. Based on that, I adjust my inventory level. And that makes all the difference between, breaking even, turning a minor profit to turning a huge profit. And the one thing that every retailer wants to do is avoid stockouts. And that's again another big thing. The third thing is just customer insights. I mean, who's walking into my store? Who's visiting my store? Based on my advertising campaign, who's likely to visit my store? So Unisense, for example, plays a very interesting role here. We're able to create virtual storefronts for for the small and medium e-tailers that just present the entire product suite very, very differently. It's not just about saying I've got t-shirts and sweaters and other things. I'm going to get 20 different types of people coming in looking for t-shirts and sweaters. Can the AI automatically sort my assortment and say, present your products this way for this kind of customer? And that's very valuable because if I have 1,000 items in my inventory, my cell phone can only show 10 at a time. So what 10 do I show? Which categories do I show? And AI can play a very big role there. And finally, the core of it is inventory optimization. What do I get rid of and how quickly? If something sat on the shelf for 3 months, then is there a chance it'll sell? Is hope a good strategy here? I can't just say it's going to sell in the next 1 month, but I can tweak the AI to say, find a way to sell this in the next 1 month. And then the AI can find ways to make that relevant to the customer base that I already know. The other thing, which is good for medium to larger e-tailers, is just competitive analysis. What are people talking about on competitor sites? What's moving? What is moving in social media? Am I carrying those products? If I am, and they're not top sellers, how do I actually bring them to the fore? And I love this example, Kevin. I mentioned last time as well. There's this one neon shirt that's sitting in my inventory. And it's going to be good for this one customer who likes that color. How quickly can I surface that neon shirt? For an online e-tailer, that's a great problem to solve.
Right. Well, it's interesting because in the retail space, hope normally equates to super discount or deep discount. And I think, What's great about the use of AI is that now it takes away that we're not moving these, we haven't moved them in 2 years, let's clear them out, to why are we not moving them? What are the components of the piece? What are the materials? How does that fit to something you talked about last webinar? Does it fit to a zodiac sign? Does it fit to a festival, an event, a sporting event? And really how to maximize that, where I think historically, if you had a set of six boxes of neon green t-shirts that aren't moving, they do move. They move towards the back of your storage, and they move further and further and further back until the point where you got to get rid of them. You either throw them out and write them off, or you give them away at an ultra discount. Where I think with the use of AI and what you explained last week, and really what you're digging deeper into this week, is with the AI tool, you're able to get into that element where now who will buy it, who is the ideal customer, and how do we promote it? And it's not only a neon green shirt, but it's a neon silk green shirt with a piping collar and a this and a slim fit, and those type of things. And then you overlay the other aspects to it. So I can see where, AI is extremely powerful in that space and how it can help. It also is a beautiful bridge to my next question. And last week we talked at a very surface level of many topics, which was great because I think it was a good intro to what the webinar concept and theory and kind of philosophy is going to be. But like I said, we got a lot of calls and a lot of feedback on, I guess not calls, but emails on wanting to go deeper into a certain topic. One topic I thought was the most elementary topic that no one would ever, I mean, everybody would know, like the back of their hand, is merchandising. However, ironically, it's the one that we got the most feedback on. And so, like we said, like I said, we scratched the surface AI and how it's affecting merchandising last week. I really wanted to get deeper into it. And really, what are the positive effects of AI and merchandising? And again, like the original question or the first question today was, what are those three to four examples, real world examples, tangible that everybody understands, doesn't have to be a developer, and how would it affect their daily lives in the retail space?
I think the key is merchandising, Kevin. It reminds me of something that Adidas did. So Adidas was making shoes for they start the level at which they went into making shoes, and all the shoe manufacturers did that. So they made this brand of shoes called MD4 NYC, made for New York City. And that's was made specifically for people running the New York City Marathon. And the reason was that they found that the kind of right turns that people took in New York City, the kind of turns that they took while running, was a lot sharper than what they did in London or the other marathons. And now that you make it, right, that's the assortment. That was the planning, the design, the assortment, and now you have to merchandise it. So you're not just merchandising that in New York. People are actually flying to New York to run the marathon. So you have to be able to identify that segment. And there is so much sophistication even in something like a shoe. It extends to almost all of apparel and almost all of commerce itself. So some of the things that are really strong uses of AI in merchandising, the first one is personalized recommendations. Can you infer that I am going to New York to run the marathon based on all the searches I've done, based on my traffic and based on my browsing behavior? And can you show me the MD4 New York City shoe? That would be like a highlight of merchandising using AI. That's, I know it's an extreme example, but it's just, it's the way, the direction that AI is going, and is almost already there. The second thing is, can the recommendations increase my satisfaction? Can the customer feel value? Can they have better engagement? And can you drive better loyalty? For example, can the recommendation engine suggest based on previous searches something really interesting? Potentially, like you said, even throw in a discount because you bought the phone. I'm going to throw you a discount on the accessories. So you're building loyalty, you're using AI, you're understanding which customer to give that discount to. It's been done for ages, but AI can now do it at scale. So that's the first set of things. The second set of things is, everything is visual today. So an AI can play a huge role in, in the visual part of merchandising. Searching for products using images, that's coming in a big way. People actually talk to images, and I know Unisense has done 5 years of research in images. So you look at an image, and even the fact that you're just hovering on the image means something. The fact that you clicked on the image, you hearted the image, all of those are telling us something. And this is useful in almost any category, especially fashion, home decor, and other areas of commerce. So that's an area of merchandising that's that's very big. And you can see this with somebody like Pinterest, for example. You can even pinpoint items within the image and then potentially buy them online. So that's something that can be brought to even smaller retailers. The third big area is inventory and supply chain optimization. And we've talked about that a little bit, but that also is very closely connected to merchandising because imagine having a stock out. Somebody loves a product, it's selling fast, and you have a stock out. And you just don't want to do that, especially if somebody's running the marathon in a week's time. That's something that again the AI can kind of predict. How much extra do you need to stock so you maximize your profits and minimize your losses. So just a few examples of what the AI can do on the merchandising front. And I think a lot of things are turning visual now. There is a people want to say a lot, but they also don't want to say anything. So with the advent of LLMs, people are ready to talk a lot, but at some point they just want to let go and say, do it for me. I just want to, look at a couple of images, click on a few images, and just take me through the journey. Don't make me think and communicate so much. So both these are kind of progressing at the same time. And again, we've done a lot of research in both these areas, both, verbose communication and implicit communication. And I think in this age of AI, both of them are valuable forms of communication.
I think it's interesting. And one thing you talked about last week, and I'm always going to use a layman's term, but that aha moment that, I didn't even know I was looking for this black sweater. But, with AI, like you said, hover, like, click, read reviews, look at, how it's made, where it's made. You get that aha moment with the AI tool that they recommend, and it like you use a lot of terms, but it is synergetic with the recommendation engine that this is wool, it's black, it's a zipper, it's this, it's that. But now they recommend six different other sweaters, and it may be, how about this? It may be pants that I wasn't even looking for, but it correlates and it looks good with that sweater. That's the aha moment that I think this AI kind of revolution is changing how we look at merchandising as well. Because I think in previous worlds or in previous lives, it was, I'm going to merchandise black sweaters. There you go. I'm an expert at it. I'm going to find the best looking black sweaters and I'm going to sell them. Now it actually takes that next step where it's not only a single black sweater, but it's pants that correlate, it's shoes, it's material. So it goes a lot deeper. And I think that's where having the ability to analyze a photo, like you've talked about and like Unisense does, where take a single photo and you're able to dissect it all the way down to, I mean, I think even down to the manufacturer itself, is huge. And I think that's one of those big steps that I don't think people realize how impactful AI is in this world.
Absolutely, Kevin. I think just that ability, and there is just so much contribution from people's what they feel and how they look at things all over social media tied to these images. So there's one thing, in terms of what the image is, and then there's the other thing, which is people's contribution, which is adding content to these images. And the two coming together are like really interesting, and people are contributing in different ways. So I might like this sweater, so I just talk about it. But then when a celeb wears something like for the Grammys, as that happened a couple of days back, that just says so much, and everybody suddenly wondering how they can get something like that, or where is that available? Is it one of a kind? And a lot of that is in the video imagery, in terms of what they've seen, and then how that gets carried in social media and what kind of feelings is it evoking. So that's the kind of the teaser I wanted to leave with today, is while AI is doing all of these things, in the end, there's been enough research that's been done on consumer buying that says every decision is an emotional decision. And people are used to they do all the analysis, and then finally there's a feeling of trust that's evoked, and they make a decision. Now, where do the feelings and emotions fit into this whole buying process, to the whole merchandising process? That's something that we can cover in a later topic.
That's great. Brad, thank you again. These are always enjoyable for me and informative. And you can tell I keep looking down because I should have never answered one question that I got via my phone because now it keeps buzzing. But I think this is a phenomenal kind of next step in our webinar format where we're going to get a little deeper into topics that we cover at a higher level. Also, I'm going to do some housekeeping. Go to unisense.tech. You'll be able to see all the upcoming webinars. Also, hopefully next week, I'll be in office and we will be able to do kind of a side by side. And we're looking at possibly bringing in a special guest, which I think would be super interesting. Definitely be able to educate me even more in this crazy world of AI and in the retail space. So, Brad, again, thank you so much. Thank you for taking some time out of the day. And again, everybody out there, please look at unisense.tech and look for the next webinar. Have a great day.